You have to feel like you're giving the same interview like every day, everywhere you go.
Oh yeah, it was. Well, try doing it, like I said. Try doing it 36 times in a row. Wait, did I just say that? Wait. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It was fun though. I mean, I know a lot of different guys. There's a lot of radio hosts I know, and some football players are involved that I know. So that made some interesting stories. And sure, made a bunch of people laugh that day.
For sure,
entertained people.
So, an event like this, do you get excited to still come out and represent the brand and be a part of it? I mean, you're not talking about fights anymore, but do you still get excited to come out and represent the brand at places like this?
Oh, I love representing the brand. I love this sport. I love the UFC. I mean, it's fun for me to be out here with the fans all the time and just seeing it, you know, helping it grow and seeing where it's come, you know, knowing where it's going to go. So,
how frustrating is it for you on a fight night, just standing octagon side and seeing these guys throw down, probably thinking, I wish I could be back in there myself and throwing down with them?
I don't know that it's frustrating. I like watching. I watch as a fan. It's fun to watch. I get excited. I get very animated, especially if I know the guys. But, I'll always miss it. I mean, I don't need to be at a fight to go, man, I miss every part of it. I like training. I like getting ready for fights, hanging out with the guys. I like fighting. Because I even like cutting weight. You know, I don't mind anything. So, I love fighting. It had to end sometime.
How about now? It seems like theatrics is such a part of the game now, almost like pro wrestling esque with the talk and things like that. And do you care for that at all? Do you hate that part?
I really don't. I don't like. I don't like trash talking, but I get it. I mean, I understand. Some guys do. I mean, Conor does a great job of getting in guys' heads. I don't think he's scared Aldo. I don't think any part of Aldo was afraid of him. But he did get him mad, and I don't think that clouds judgment just the same. Everyone plays their games different. I'm not much for it. I don't like a lot of trash. I enjoy going back and forth. I'm good at making comebacks. I can handle my own going back and forth when it even pop off at me. So, I have no problem with it. And I like, interviews are easy for me that way because, we just get into it. It's fun. And it's funny. And it entertains people. And the fans seem to like it. I mean, they're into it. If that keeps them watching the sport, it's great.
So, speaking of which, did you happen to see what John Jones had to say about you on Twitter recently?
Funny thing about that, someone showed me the other day, but he forgot to tag me. So I don't follow him, so I didn't see it. So someone else said it. I wouldn't say anything real bad. I didn't say anything bad about him. I wouldn't be mad at him if he says he could beat me in a fictional fight in my prime. Is that going to bother me? No. But if you ask me, I'm gonna knock him out. In my prime, I knock him out. It's styles make fights. I wouldn't have a problem hitting him, and sooner or later he would go down. He doesn't hit hard enough to stop me, and he's not going to out-wrestle me. Sorry.
Why do you think he goes back at you like that? Because obviously you've been retired for a bit now. He's still, 27-year-old fighter.
It's funny. The funny thing, he goes back at me, but if you're going to go back at me, tag me. Let me know you're going back at me so I can respond. I just thought it was kind of weird. I'm like, wait, why is he talking like that? I've always been nice, and I don't have anything against the kid. I mean, he's had some problems, and he has, out of cage problems, and I stay away from all that. But I don't know what's going on in his head with that. But he's a great fighter, it's like Mayweather. Mayweather's a phenomenal fighter. I don't like watching him. I don't want to watch a guy outpoint a guy and do just enough to win or cruise. I don't want a guy that pulls guard at the end of the fight with 20 seconds left that he's won every round in because he's worried about getting knocked out in the last 20 seconds. That's not my idea of a champion.
Who is your favorite guy?
Are you a fan of watching John perform?
I don't like that style. I think he has great talent, and I'd love to see him go after people and try to do what I know he can do. But he chooses to play it safe, and that's the guy. If you choose to play it safe, I'm not really that entertained by watching it.
Does it bug you then, because you were such a knockout artist? You were the guy going out there putting on the big performances. When you were champion, you were knocking guys out. Does it just not bug you, but you know what I mean, that there's a champion representing who isn't doing maybe all they could do?
know, I don't put that on other people. I don't just disappoint me. If that's the way you fight and you're the best in the world, you should be champion. Whatever your style of fighting, if you're winning by the rules that are set by everybody, you should be champion. I'm not mad at him for fighting that way. I understand it. No, honestly, I talk about Joey St. Pierre the same way. As a coach, as a manager, I get it. Great. I understand what he's doing. As a fan, not so much. I don't get it so much. That's not what I want to see. But, I teach his own. I know guys love Sonnen. Chael, because of his trash talking. But he's a boring fighter. I like the guy. I know it's a game for him. It's a thing he does. He does a great job. But some guys really love that. They don't care that he's a boring fighter. They just like to talk trash for a while.
Who is your favorite fighter? Who is your favorite fighter? You talked about people who maybe aren't your cup of tea. If you could pick someone out of the current roster who you would say is your favorite guy or girl to watch, who would it be?
Well, right now, man, it's Conor. I love watching the kid go. He talks a lot of trash, which obviously is not my cup of tea, but I understand that. I understand what he's doing. Everybody plays their mind games different, but that's the way he plays it. He does a really good job with it. But he comes out and fights the way he talks. Hey, you come out and fight like that, I don't care what you say. I don't listen to much of what people say. My wife actually brings me interviews when they're good. Because, why do you listen to this? I don't listen to interviews. So I don't really want to hear what you say. I want to see how you fight. So, I like the way he fights.
What did you think about seeing Royce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, two fellow UFC Hall of Famers, get in a Bellator cage? What did you think?
Okay, my issue is that it don't make it a main event. I get it. If guys want to see it for nostalgia's sake, you can sell it and it's going to bring in people. There's a special fight on a card, real card. If you want to be real league, have a real card, and then you put, that is a special fight because people want to see it. I mean, because then you're getting what you expect. I mean, come on, any real fans are expecting to see some fireworks from two guys that have been retired for 10 and should probably have been retired for 15 years, So, you're not going to see it. You get what you expect, but putting it as a main event is just kind of embarrassing to me as an organization. I mean, and then don't even get me started with that Dana 5000. What did that guy? Did you see his shadow boxing the day before? His hit in the mitts. The hit in the mitts. Oh my God. What is he doing? Has he trained before? Has he ever been in a gym? Has he ever hit a bag? It was terrible. I was like, are they really going to let this guy fight? And how is he fighting? How is he fighting a semi-main event on a big show? It's not like there's some show. It's not like we're back in the Tatsu Palace or something. It's a big show.
He had cardiac arrest after that fight. He actually almost died.
I mean, that's what happens when you put guys that shouldn't be fighting at the top level,
Sorry to break them out with their MMA Legends line, their first release of MMA athletes that they've profiled in their series. You were part of it with a select group of people. What does it mean to you to be recognized in your lineage, Hawaiian Kempo, be recognized in that way?
It means a lot to me. I mean, I'm just glad people appreciate what I did for the sport and what I've done in the sport. And being in that line, being along with the other legends they have in the line, with all the guys, Mike Tyson and Ali and Bruce Lee. I mean, I was a big fan. I mean, he was a fan. I'm a martial arts kid since I was a kid, so I've been reading his stuff since I was little. So, yeah, it's been a great thing for me.